Yeah, it was ugly. Obviously Carolina's a very good football team, and they've been playing extremely well all year, and they played extremely well today, and we did not. We played very poorly across the board, and we've got to find a way to improve and get better, and we need to do that immediately.
Did they blitz more than you all had anticipated, or you all just didn't handle it?
Obviously they've shown pressure throughout the year. They do a great job in terms of pressuring with just a 4 and 5 man rush. They put a lot of pressure on you in terms of pass protection, and I thought they did a really nice job with that today.
Matt, Coach Quinn said this was unacceptable. What does that word mean to you?
From an offensive standpoint, I mean, when you score 0 points, clearly we're not doing our job, and we're not doing it well at all. So to me, it means we've got to find a way to be better, and we've got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone, and we need to do that now.
What would you say were the missed opportunities you had? Was it anything deeper in the passing game that maybe you could have gone to?
I have to look at the tape to see if we had some opportunities. I thought, we did some things where we moved it at different times, but at no point were we able to get into a rhythm and do anything sustained on offense. So I'll have to check the tape to find out.
How much did it feel like that was you guys or was them or what combination of the two was it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think first and foremost, I think they're a very good football team, and they've been very good on the defensive side of the ball, having gone against them now for a number of years. I mean, they've always been very good. And I think we were not very good. And so the combination of the two makes for an ugly outing. In terms of the score, I mean, that's the worst loss we've had.
This is a stupid question, so I apologize in advance. But how do you go from 6-1 to 6-7?
You play poorly. To me, that's how you do that. And we've done it differently throughout different times of the season, but today, to me, was about as bad as we can play, and that's frustrating. That's tough as a player, tough as a coach, I'm sure, and nobody wants to be a part of that. But we've got to find a way to get it done, and that's got to start tonight on the flight home or tomorrow morning when we get back into the facility.
Matt, what are three things you want from yourself to end the season these last 3 games? What do you want from yourself?
Win 1, 2, and 3. I mean, that's it. For me, that's 3 things. And find a way to get it done next week. So beyond that, we can't control anything else that's going on. But if we do that, maybe we'll give ourselves a chance.
I heard something that Archer asked you. I thought it was pretty interesting. Do you chew somebody out? Do you say something? What do you say? And I know you've had your own mistakes, but
yeah.
What do? You're one of the leaders.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of leadership, right? There's a time and a place to – to be tough and to demand more. And there's a time and a place, where you have to build people up and get the best from them. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You got to find a way to get the best out of myself and the guys around me. And I haven't done a good enough job of that.
Same point in 2 weeks. What do you expect?
Well, we got to worry about next week first. We go down to Jacksonville, and we got to focus on that one. And then, after we knock that off, we'll get back to it and try and learn from the mistakes of today's game.
Matt, do they do anything differently than anybody else other than they just execute? I mean, shutouts are pretty rare these days in the NFL.
They execute really well. I mean, their scheme is not. I mean, it's not. They don't do a lot of different things. They just play really well. And when you go against a team like that. You have to execute at that level, and we didn't do that today.